as permitted by KRS 61.8101E of the Open Meetings Act for the purpose of discussion relating to collective bargaining negotiations. Is there a motion? Motion made by Member Duncan, second by Vice Chair Wilner. All those in favor? Motion carries. We are now in executive session, and we will return hopefully shortly. Good evening, and welcome to the JCPS tax hearing rate, or tax hearing for fiscal year 2017-18. This hearing is being held pursuant to the provisions of KRS 160.470 for the purpose of hearing public comments regarding a proposed 2018 general fund tax levy of 70.4 cents on real property and 70.4 cents on personal property. The general fund tax levied in fiscal year 2017 was 70.8 cents on real property and 71.0 cents on personal property and produced revenue of $448,395,867.10. The proposed general fund tax rate for 70.4 cents on real property and 70.4 cents on personal property is expected to produce revenue of $487,121,674. Of this amount, $55,079,417 is from new and personal property. The compensating, excuse me? All right, sorry, I'll move closer. The compensating rate, the compensating rate for 2018 is 67.6 cents on real property and 67.6 cents on personal property, and is expected to produce $467,747,516. The general areas to which revenue of $21,371,813 above 2017 revenue is to be allocated is cost of collections, $321,297, building fund, $1,958,853, instruction, $13,152,547. Transportation, $1,393,691, and maintenance of plant, $4,545,425. The General Assembly has required publication of this advertisement and information contained herein. All persons who have requested to speak on the proposed rates will now be given the opportunity to present testimony. Each speaker is allowed 3 minutes to address the board. At the end of 2.5 minutes, a bell will sound once. You will then have 30 seconds to finish your statement. At the end of 3 minutes, a bell will sound twice, indicating your speaking time has ended. For this tax hearing, we have one person who wishes to address the board. Mr. Chris Harmer, if you would please come forward at this time. Sure. Mr. Harmer, you know the rules. And the floor is yours.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Chris Harmer. I'm representing the local chapter of the Fellowship of Reconciliation and Stand Up Sunday. You all will be getting this from Angie if you don't already have it. Voila. Thank you very much. Less than 3 years ago, Kentucky Department of Education studied the adequacy of district budgets. Its findings, JCPS budgeting and revenues were estimated to be $191 million per year, short of what is needed based on comparable districts nationwide. Less than 15 months ago then, a school year ended with only four out of more than 150 schools managing to both significantly improve proficiencies in every major demographic group, and at the same time having the marginalized groups increases to be greater than for the more affluent non-GAAP students. That's really our current academic equity scorecard from my perspective. So less than 3 months ago, the impact of that scorecard is that certainly more than half of this year's seniors left their graduation ceremony significantly less prepared for their lives and less competitive for their careers than their more affluent and generally white peers. The reasons start with circumstances of their birth and young lives. They expanded year by year, though, as they received inadequate attention and support in helping them face those challenges while learning in JCPS. The reality is that JCPS and the community have the skills for that support, but not yet sufficient will to provide all the resources necessary. At the board meeting tonight, JCPS management will recommend that the board approve a property tax rate that is the maximum rate possible without possibility for recall. The actual rate is just a few tenths of a cent lower than last year. We think lowering the rate is the wrong direction. It sends a signal to the community that academics are generally going along fine at JCPS, something that low-income parents and parents of students of color know is not right. And those parents, they're three-quarters of all JCPS parents. The district, for all its good intention, is sadly still a very real structural part of ongoing generational poverty in our city. Please act to change that and vote no on the rate decrease, tonight. You can vote to leave the rate as is, or better yet, increase it. You have to sign off on a budget next month, add more resources to it for the teachers' trainings and programs you've already identified that have real equity impacts, not just intentions. Yes, you could face the cost of a recall vote on tonight's decision. That's because of an archaic and arcane piece of legislation written more than two decades ago when the federal and state money were more available. We hear that it's not good politics to raise rates above the trigger level for a recall in an election year, and particularly expensive in an off year, but what else does that leave as you face dwindling streams of resources from other sources? If not now, tell us when. Maybe voting down a minor downward rate adjustment would be less of an affront and an opportunity for discussion, less about the actual dollars at play in the vote and more about what support for adequate resources or the lack of them will mean for our students and community over the coming decades. Please get out there and make the case. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Harmer, and thank you for taking the time to share your testimony with this board.
And have a nice long dinner.
Thank you. I just want to consult with legal counsel. There's no need to actually take a vote to close this, to seeing as it's a hearing. This is just speakers have concluded, and that's now over, correct? There is a, but not for this.
I think that vote to adjourn this
okay.
Short meeting would be appropriate.
All right, then. So now I'll take a motion to adjourn this tax hearing. Motion made by Member Duncan, second made by Member Geese. All those in favor? Motion passes. We are now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.